Hey gang, Stu Marin here, the Four Outdoorsman. Welcome everybody. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. Thanks for joining
the Four
Outdoorsman.
Sunday Funday.
You got me, lucky me. Stephen Edward Roberts Drusinski. My wife hates it. Tom Catt. When I say Stephen Edward Roberts Drusinski, that's Tom Catt. He's going to be joining us here. He's with Bullfest, and we'll be talking a lot about that here in the next couple of minutes. Boomer's here. Mark Lukey's out. I think he's in the bathroom.
I think he took a potty break with his little son. So
that's what it was, yeah.
Hey, happy Sunday to the land of the 10,000 lakes. Oh, man.
Now, let's get right into the 1 hour tonight because you got a lot to talk about. So I'll tell you what, Tom Catt, you and I will have a beer because Boomer can talk for about 45 minutes without taking a breath. You had one heck of a week.
Yeah, I did. I tell you what, and producer Mark just came back in. Producer Mark, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Hello, everybody.
Well, if you're listening to us now, we are on the big queue because the Minnesota Lynx are playing, but our show will probably air sometime Saturday morning on the Bob Country Network, and we'll have a podcast available probably early next week. But what an amazing week. I cannot believe it's Sunday, guys. Wow. I tell you what, from being with the Minnesota Wild on the water, which we'll get into a couple minutes, but prelude to that wild card, my beautiful wife, Nicole, and I traveled down to sunny Orlando, Florida for our sixth or seventh annual trip to the world's largest fishing trade show, ICAST, and it did not disappoint. So Nicole and I got in there about Wednesday afternoon, and Orlando was hot, 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 and quite impressive. I mean, the Orange County Convention Center, if you're not familiar with our listeners out there to ICAST, this is where all the big boys and girls, Tom Catt, come out to introduce their new products related to fishing. If it's electronics, if it's motors, if it's fishing rods, if it's tackle, if it's apparel. And there was a lot of cool things we saw there. We were there Wednesday evening through probably Friday morning is when we flew back. We had a little flight delay. We'll get into that story in a little bit. But
what if I don't want to?
Well, then you don't have to. Just plug your ears, my friend. But ran into a lot of the big name celebrities that are out there. An idol of Nicole and I's was Bill Dance. You remember that iconic Tennessee hat? Had a chance to shoot the bull with him on fishing. Bill Dance agreed to join us on the show for a future episode. So stay tuned. We're going to have Bill Dance on board.
That's about as big as you can get.
Yeah. Jimmy Johnson. Remember the old football coach from the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
And he was down there. He was there too with USA Bass Fishing. He's an announcer on Fox. He was a great guy. He still looks the same, Tom Catt. I mean, Jimmy Johnson hasn't changed a bit.
Perfect hair.
Yeah, perfect hair. Nothing moved at all with that hair.
Must be all those, doesn't he pimp those male enhancement pills or something like that?
It could be that, but Jimmy, you haven't aged one bit. But, you know, really exciting stuff that Nicole and I were able to see down there. G2 Gemini jerseys, I'm excited. We're going to be working with them with Blue 42. Thank you, Blue 42. They rebuilt our website, so go to www.theforoutdoorsman.com. So
really cool.
Got to hang out at the G2 Gemini booth, and you know, G2 Gemini makes amazing jerseys for a huge ton of superstars like Kevin Van Dam, who's, you know, like the Tiger Woods of golf. I mean, the guy has won 25 Bass Elite tournaments. Skeet Reese is kind of an iconic name. Dean Rojas, Ish Monroe, he just won the Elite Series that was down in La Crosse, Wisconsin. That was amazing to see. A lot of cool different things down there. They always have best of some of the new stuff that comes out with. Kayak fishing continues to grow. So every year we're down there at ICAST, I see a bigger and bigger real estate dedicated to kayak fishing. And St. Croix Rods actually came out with a rod now that's just designated to kayak fishing.
Boomer says just a lot, Tom Catt.
I went to college in Missouri. Says,
speaking
Missouri.
Of, the reason I give you a little pause here is because you mentioned Tom Catt's name a couple of times, but nobody listening to the Four Outdoorsmen right now, maybe nobody, I'm sure somebody does not know who Tom Catt is. What? Tom Catt, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Stu, it's great to be here. Boomer, it's great to be with you guys. You know, I listen to you all the time, and it's like, this is right up my alley. Some folks know who I am. You know, I'll tell you, I'm one of the founders and was the host of the WeFest.
That's a big time deal.
The big one, right?
Most people know who that is. And then, you know, I did a show in the Twin Cities for 33 years called the Tom Catt Rowdy Cowboy Show. And I owned a couple taverns. So I always, when I introduce myself, like to say that if there's anyone out there that knows who I am, there's a good chance you have a drinking problem.
That's awesome.
But it's great to be here with you guys. And, yeah, we're going to talk a little bit in a little while about Bowfest coming up in Superior, Wisconsin, just south of Duluth.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Bowfest is the Midwest largest 3D shooting festival, July 27th through the 29th. And we're going to be giving away a couple of tickets. It's about $100 a shot, right, to
That's
get into
right.
this thing?
That's right.
So Tomcat was nice enough to give us a couple of tickets. We will, you guys keep listening. Mark will share with you how you have an opportunity to win those tickets. But join in. You're the fourth outdoorsman tonight. We'll talk more about the Fort Bowfest during the second
segment. Well, I feel honored.
Yeah,
all right. Welcome. Well, welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen, Tom. Well, I tell you what, and it's always nice at ICAST because you get to rub elbows. Nicole and I ran into a ton of friends in the industry, ran into our buddies, our great sponsors from Clam Outdoors and Blackfish Gear. In the third segment, or second segment per se, at 6:40, we're going to have Mark Schutz on. He's a professional guide and promoter for Blackfish Gear, and they have a huge tournament coming up with a $10,000 payout to first place. That's going to be July 30th at Lord Fletcher's. He's going to talk about that. So that was fun. We ran around a little bit. Got to hang around with some good friends from Costa Sunglasses. Man, Costa just seems to set the bar with sunglasses. Hopefully we get them on board with the Four Outdoorsmen some point. But
I'd like some glasses.
We can probably make that happen.
That's another sponsor right there.
I'll write it down. We'll get with them.
Write that baby down.
Nicole, if you're listening, the pressure is on. But, you know, all joking aside, we got up Friday morning. Our flight was supposed to leave from Orlando at noon to get in at 12:30. Because or noon, and we're going to get here at around 2:30 Central Time, and we had a 4.5 hour delay. And thank goodness I had the Alumacraft Competitor 205 spit shined, ready to go, because I got up to Mille Lacs at about 9:45 on Friday night. And Mark, why was it so important to get to Mille Lacs at Friday at 9:45 at night at beautiful I-80s Resort?
Well, this weekend was our second annual Wild on the Water presented by Minnesota Bound. It had all sorts of players there, Zucker, Parisi, a lot of the big names, a few big names from guys that played from other teams that were in the area too. And it's all to benefit the Minnesota Wild Foundation, so it's a great charity. And Friday night, I got to golf with our friend Bruce at Alumacraft, who is a fantastic golfer. I felt a little out of place there, but we beat my boss Rob anyway. Tomcat knows my boss Rob, and we won $5, so I'm pretty happy about that. But anyway, it was a huge event. So I'll just set the stage. Friday we had kind of like a get together with appetizers and drinks with all the Wild players and the people that bought a VIP ticket. And we had a raffle. We did all sorts of things. Guys were bidding some big money on, you know, our friend Travis Frank.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone bid $3,000 to go fishing with him. I'm like, wow.
Bid $3,000 to go fishing with Travis.
Yeah,
and a little named Zach Parisi was with him too, right?
No, I'm talking about just general.
Cool.
Yeah, so they raised a lot of money. It was a lot of fun, and
you sweated your butt off.
I sweated my butt off, but anyway, so Friday night is when I need you up there because they were introducing the teams. But Boomer got in there. He ran in like pure Boomer style, just hair on fire, and we got this thing kicked off.
Let's continue with the Wild on the Water thing in a couple of seconds here. But Tom, you have to listen to Boomer's schedule the last week. I have all the respect in the world for you. Number one, being in an airport waiting on delay for 4.5 hours with any spouse is traumatic. it's hard. So that was just part of your trip. But last week he was on Mille Lacs twice, Minnetonka once, and then Monday or Tuesday, when he flies, he heads down to ICAST.
Yep.
And then he comes back from ICAST. He runs up to Mille Lacs, does the Wild on the Water. Do you ever sleep?
You know what? Adrenaline. And Tom, you probably, you know, in your years, you talked about the Wii Fest stuff and all the promotions you're involved with. You know when that adrenaline kicks in? You know, on the way back from Orlando, I was absolutely exhausted. And thank God my beautiful bride, Nicole, picked me up some Caribou coffee at baggage claim. And that zoop got me right back in. And, you know, pulled into I-80s. I'd never been there before on the south end of Mille Lacs. And what a beautiful resort. And about 9:45, and I know it ended at 10. And Mark's like, they just announced your name, you know, with Jason Zucker and Bruce Bear and the head of Alumacraft. And I'm like, oh, shoot. And I'm trying to get through people. I accidentally bump into a guy. And I'm like, oh, hey, I'm so sorry. Well, it's Zach Parisi. And he's there getting some pictures with fans. So kind of apologize there. ran into Mark. We got situated, had an opportunity then to do my meet and greet with Jason Zucker, who is an absolutely salt of the earth, amazing guy. So the next morning rolled around, and the rules meeting, I believe, was supposed to start around 6 a.m. or breakfast was at 6. So, you know, the alarm went off around 4:30 in the morning. And Tom, as we get to know each other more, I'm kind of a morning guy. So I'm up rigging all my rods to make sure what we're going to be throwing so we could have everything at them and no pressure. But I remember that evening, you know, you're kind of excited. There's real big names up there. And, you know, you're still humbled to be in this position every time you get to do something like this. And Zucker goes, hey, you know, really no pressure, Boomer. He goes, I didn't catch a fish last year in 6 hours. And I'm going, all right, here we go, right? So we get down there around 6. They get breakfast going. It was really cool.
Zucker says this to him. He says, you know what? Last year, I was boomered. You know, he's never met the guy.
He was boomered, right?
He was boomered last year. But keep going.
But the good news was, God blessed us with some absolutely beautiful weather on Mille Lacs. You don't see too many days where the wind is below the single digits, and that's what we had. High sun conditions, which is nice if you're catching a tan, but sometimes can throw its own mix of challenges when you're fishing. But
yeah,
that gave us the opportunity to run north. And a big shout out to Tony Roach. He's been a friend of the show, gave us some really great tips. Jordan Dahl. All of those guys, Matt from MK Fish Guiding Service. So we ran all the way north to Garrison's Reef. And in our toolkit, they were kind of lazy up there, those smallies, when they were biting. So we went with a Ned rig, and there's been a lot of evolution to that. And it's really just a jig where people used to cut half of a Senko worm off and drag it on the bottom for a very lazy presentation where fish are just not very aggressive. Well, plastics have evolved, so now there's this thing called the Z-Man plastic where the worm actually sticks up a little bit. And for all the folks that are into bass fishing in tournament mode, it reminds me of like a shaky head presentation where you just let it sit on the bottom, and if they take it with slack, you set the hook. So that was our approach on Garrison Reef. The first spot we hit, and there was probably 20 other boats up there, didn't produce much. We found that in between 8 to 15 feet of water, we used our side scan on the Alumacraft, saw some really nice boulders, and there was some vegetation. And thank goodness God answered my prayers, because on about his fourth cast, I could see Zucker's rod kind of tip back over when he was reeling in. And I go, you got one? And he goes, no, I think I got weeds, but I see the tip of the rod, Tomcat, just kind of twitching. I'm like, do me a favor, just keep reeling with your rod tip up, and all of a sudden, tick, tick, he goes, I got one, right? And so, you know, probably within a half an hour, you know, cross that off the list. Zucker was able to get his first smallmouth bass. Was it a beast of one of those fish you saw the elites weigh in? No. But what mattered to me is more about memories these days, teaching kids to fish, absolutely, getting more people on the water. And Zucker's a guy from Vegas, you know, and so he didn't do a lot of fishing. And that was so awesome to see that in. We had Nate from the Wild in with his camera crew. He got that on film. That was nice. So we jumped around. I know when we typically fish together, guys, I like to hit, you know, maybe a dozen spots and have fun, more of a finesse approach to walleye fishing. But we probably hit a good 20 to 30 spots because there were some really good anglers out there. Then we ventured north a little, ventured south a little bit to Three Mile Reef, which is a very popular area. Scanned for some big boulders there. It got a little bit tough, the bite did, but then Zucker was able to pull in another one, which was awesome to see. We tried a combination of things like a marabou jig or a hair jig. Really couldn't trigger a lot of bites with that. Then Bruce from Alumacraft came back in and got us our third smallmouth. So I was happy to see in 4 hours on a high sun day that we were able to get our limit and weigh in. And what a crowd. When we went back into that channel from Izades, I was really humbled, and it was really a blessing. There were so many people, Tomcat, so many wild fans.
All there for
there.
You, right?
Yeah. Probably the guy Boomer. In the Callaway. Yeah. All I could hear was, Zucker, Zucker. And we went in and staged. We were boat 17. They did an amazing job. They had us wait with our boats to the left of where the weigh-in was on the docks. They had security there because such great names. You know, they had Coach of the Wild, the new GM, Parisi, Zucker, Matt Hendricks was there, and he's a big walleye fisherman. I can't wait to get on the lake with him. And, you know, we got up there. We were able to weigh our fish. There was such great crowd participation. Big kudos to the crew at Ron Share Productions.
That's
from
me.
Scott, from Mark, from Rob, from Laura.
I love that, man.
Lindsay did an amazing job on stage. The Wild mascot was out there throwing t-shirts and hats. It was a very interactive group. And I tell you what, all the money for that went to the Minnesota Wild Foundation. And as you guys know, all the tournaments I do these days are all for charity, right? And you still have that competitive piece to you. It was nice to get a limit, but
it's gotta be, yeah.
It's so satisfying when you know that all the money that was raised, the thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, they all go back to the community.
Let me ask you a question. Was Zucker? Is it Zuck or Zook?
I think it's Zucker.
Anyway, was he impressed with your Lumacraft?
Yes, he was impressed with your Lumacraft. I told him
He's
when we were gonna
hell
go
about 260 horse Suzuki or something.
Yeah, and it's a special edition Alumacraft. It's matte black, yeah. So it really does get a lot of attention. He goes, what's the boat? I go, it's going to be the matte black boat. It's the only one out there. He goes, that's the way we need to roll. So he was a salt of the earth guy. I know his wife does radio on a station here in the city.
Carly Applin, yep.
On KFAN. And I'm really excited because when we come up to wild season, Zucker agreed that he's going to call in and give us a wild update. And then Matt Hendricks, I got to trade him a walleye trip, but then he'll come in and be on the radio with us. So really great connections out there. And really applaud all the people that went out there and gave money and all the wild players that took the time to sign all of those autographs for all the kids and fans.
What I tell you, Tom, it's all about. We don't even have to be here. Boomer can take over the whole show tonight. Hey, Mark's got a couple shout-outs, probably.
A couple things, then a quick fishing tidbit that I learned from Bill Shirk, whose boat had the biggest haul of the whole tournament. Remember when I told you that
yes.
Bill's an underrated fisherman?
Yes.
I'll tell you his secret. I was listening to him. But anyway, go to the Four Outdoorsmen page and comment on the shout out and we will name you on air. First one is Shannon Cruz, our good friend. He says, a great fish fry. Tell Stru I'm not a chick.
Boy, I tell you what, he's still a good looking guy.
My friend Barry Larson, who co-hosted the show with me once. Looks like he's at his cabin catching some fish with the kids. And Tony Thiesing wants to give a shout out to the Hometown Heroes Outdoors, who are putting their final touches on our fundraiser that's happening next weekend. We had those guys on a couple weeks ago, so check that out. I think we're heading into break here pretty soon. I'll get into Bill's secret fishing tips coming up. But
awesome. And big shout out again to Tony, MK Fish Guiding Service, Jordan, my wife, and my dad for all the tips for that Wild on the Water.
We're not breaking quite just yet. I don't hear the music, so are we? I guess we are. We'll talk about Bullfest when we come back with Tomcat. What do you got, Mark? Nothing?
That sounds great.
Be back in a few minutes with Tomcat, Bullfest, and up in Superior, Wisconsin. I can't wait to hear about this.
Checking in with the Four Outdoorsmen. Find them at mybobcountry.com under the weekend tab.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I'll tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Barr from Juice Baits. When you're fishing with soft plastics this season, you're going to rock it when you choose Juice Baits. Juice Baits are a less expensive alternative with a huge variety of options, such as craw tubes, creature baits, Sankos, tubes and jig trailers, swim baits and finesse worms, and a wide selection of crappie baits. See the entire selection of Juice Baits at juicebaits.com and like our Facebook page. When you hit the water, throw the juice. Juice Baits, a Minnesota company.
Is your business philosophy one of prosperity or depression? Are you one of those people who say business is slow? I can't afford to advertise. The truth is business is slow because you don't advertise. RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com is a free website that is your gateway to thousands of resources all aimed at helping you grow your business through advertising. Maybe you never used radio advertising because you didn't know where to start, or you felt overwhelmed by all the options. RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com is filled with tips and secrets from industry experts, commercial advice, and access to radio professionals there to answer your questions and provide sound advertising help. Get started right now at RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com. Sign up for the free e-business report newsletter and start getting valuable tips and advice that you can turn into increased sales right now. After all, if you don't advertise your business, how are people supposed to patronize it? RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com. Your best business resource is just a few strokes away. RadioAdvertisingMinnesota.com. Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the Four Outdoorsmen Gang. Strewman here, Mark Lukey, Boomer's here, and we have our fourth outdoorsman tonight is Tom Catt. Welcome,
great
Tom
to be Catt. Here.
I'll tell you what, Boomer... You can relax a little bit, Tom.
I can take a breather.
You can take a breather. Tom
Boomer,
Catt.
To answer your question about retirement, I don't ever see you retiring.
No,
Boomer and I
so
were
either.
Talking earlier about being retired because I've been retired for a few years after we sold the Wee Fest, sold the restaurant, and it's not all it's cracked up to be as far as I'm concerned, and I don't know why in the world you'd ever want to retire from what you're doing. I think you'll be doing it longer than Ron Scherer is doing what he's doing. How's that?
Well, I tell you what, Ron is a big legend in my mind, and I look forward to that guy, so hopefully I can – make some strides in the world like he was able to do.
You know, he's a legend in his own mind, too.
He is. Yes, what he said.
Of course. Yeah.
Tom, you're talking about the potential retirement thing. You know, I've been selling real estate for 31 years, and as of January 1 of this year, my wife and I decided, all right, let's kind of take a step back, keep your license, and take stuff that comes to you, but don't work your butt off because a lot of things are...
It's a good philosophy.
It is, and I've got enough stuff to keep me going, and I just can't picture... saying, okay, I'm going to retire, and then you wake up in the morning and say, okay, now what am I going to do today? I would go freaking crazy. So
I hear you.
I'm still staying really, really busy, and lots of things happening. Just like you and Boomer, I just can't picture it happening. I got to keep on doing it.
No.
Hey, welcome, Bullfest. I'll
thank
tell you,
you
what.
Stu,
let's
Mark,
talk about. Let's talk about.
Hey, I got a fancy brochure here too.
Okay.
That he supplied.
And let's talk about what. How we can get to get. Have you decided yet?
Yeah, we're going to give away two tickets to Bullfest worth $100 each, which is fantastic. Thank you, Tom, for providing those for us. What we're going to do tomorrow, I'm going to post on Facebook, and if you like and share the post, you are automatically entered to win those tickets. So look for our Facebook page tomorrow, and I will put that promotion up. And thank you for everyone participating. It looks like it's going to be a great event. So let's get into it. Let's
yeah, Mark. I'd like to say right off the bat, you know, these tickets are worth $99 a piece, but these tickets are kind of special. These are 3-day passes.
Wow.
This is good for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's good for camping the entire weekend, the archery shoots, and we have some national entertainment for music. So it's good for the music as well. So, I mean, single
that's
day
fantastic.
Passes are $45, and so they're not all $100 tickets, but go ahead, Boomer.
Yeah, Tom, I was looking at this fancy brochure here about Bowfest, and it's very impressive when you look at the facility it's going to be at. You gave me a little background on the ownership. Pretty much a $10 million facility, Mount Dulac Resort on Superior, Wisconsin, but the names that are going to be there, and they've been friends of our show. Babe Winkleman's going to be there. Pat Nicole from Driven. It looks like Aaron Lewis is going to be rocking the stage on Saturday, July 28th. There's over 80 targets on 4 unique 20-target loops.
Our buddy Babe's going to be there.
Our
I
buddy
think.
Babe's going to be
think.
There. I mean, wow. I mean,
it's a pretty cool deal.
Babe's the only guy I know that has a bigger ego than I do.
I hope he hears this.
You tell him that. You tell him that.
I was trying to announce the winners last year. At the Bowfest, we gave away a lot of really neat stuff, a lot of Rage Broadheads. We gave away a Raven crossbow. And I was talking on the microphone, and Babe was standing off stage, and he was kind of conversing with some people, and he was louder than I was.
Yeah.
And I was like, Babe. And
yeah.
He didn't hear me. I said,
yeah.
Babe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, Babe, I'm trying to do something here. He said, oh, okay. He was louder than I was. He didn't even have a microphone.
tell us all about Bowfest, because even though we have a lot of outdoor listeners here, this
absolutely.
Is what the Four Outdoorsmen is. Not a whole lot of people are are familiar with the three-day shooting festival or even three-day shooting.
Well, if you're into archery, you've all been familiar. You're all familiar with a 3D archery shoot.
Yeah.
Well, these guys took it to another level. This is on a mountain. I mean, as mountainous as Minnesota gets, this is one of the most amazing places. It's south of Duluth. It's actually in Wisconsin. You can't get there from Wisconsin. You got to go up Highway 23 to get to it.
Yeah.
So it's actually on the Wisconsin side. They refer to it as Superior, but it's really close south of Duluth. It's an amazing. There's four runs, four 20-target runs, and you're going up and down mountains. I mean, this thing is on top of their ski hill. And, you know, if you're going to have a ski hill, it's got to be up and down. You got to have a fair amount of elevation. So the 3D shoot is spectacular, but all the other things that we're going to do with the music, you're actually going to be able to meet all of the celebrities that are going to be there. You're going to be able to shoot your bow with them if you choose. They're going to have a world-class shed antler display. There's going to be a money shoot. To qualify for the money shoot, you have to shoot Friday and Saturday morning, and then the money shoot will actually take place from 5 o'clock to 6:30. On Saturday, music all weekend. There's going to be a ton of vendors there. Reinhardt's, if you're an archer, you're probably familiar with Reinhardt 3D targets. They're giving a caribou away, a great big large caribou. There's events for kids. I mean, it's just they're giving away a Raven crossbow, and this crossbow is worth almost $3,000.
Wow.
From 20 yards to 80 yards, these things put them in the X. Every single shot. I mean, it's an amazing piece of technology.
I've never shot a crossbow.
I haven't crossed over to the crossbow shooting thing yet, even though I am a senior now. I can't believe I just said that on the radio. Yeah. But they're going to give away. They have a 200-yard Raven shot, where they have a television monitor hooked up to it.
And you said your wife put one.
My wife. Lynn Kitty, she put one right in the bullseye at 200 yards last year.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I tell you what is impressive is, one, the evolution of crossbows. I know that they're becoming more and more popular. I know there's some stipulations in the state of Minnesota to use a crossbow. My dad is handicapped, so he can use one. I know in Wisconsin, I believe it's legal all year round. There was some legislation that we had some guys on the show a few months back to talk about.
Yep.
But I like this thing with Bowfest because, one of the things is there's kids shoot, so it's going to involve the entire family. And Tom, throughout my career in the outdoors, the last 10 to 15 years, I've been to just a ton of sports shows. And you can always kind of visually, when you're walking in, kind of see the people that put them on, how much effort, how much experience they have into it by just everything that's going around, from superstars, from vendors, from everything else. And when I look at this, this looks at top notch. And off air, you shared some background to the individual that started this, that you partnered with on this. And he's no new guy to the game of archery, right? Can you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, you know, he's a wonderful, wonderful guy. I met him last year. I volunteered to help out with Bowfest. He's probably not real thrilled that I'm going to mention his name on radio because he likes to keep a low profile, and that's just kind of his mantra. His name's Larry Parkovec. He's the guy that invented the block, and if you're an archer, you know what the block is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The multi-layered block target. And then he invented the Glendale buck, and if you're an archer, you know what that is. Now, if you're an archer, you've heard of Rage Broadheads. That was his, and he had that for several years, and then he sold the company. And now he has Raven Crossbow, which is like selling. The archery shops around America can't keep the Raven in their shops. And so he's done extremely well. And if you're an archer, you know about all of his products.
So you're saying this is nothing more than a labor of love for this guy.
He is. You know, he'll buy and sell some companies. And his real love is like ours. He loves to hunt, and he goes all over hunting. And so I think he's like me. He works to support his passion for hunting, like all of us do.
There are three divisions. Describe the divisions. I was out for a couple of seconds. Uh-oh, there's three divisions? You don't know that?
I do.
There's number one, there's number two, number three. All right, now what's the next question?
Well, my question is, this event takes place. We're talking to Tom Catt, one of the originators of WeFest. He's been in the outdoors and media his whole career. He called himself a senior, but he doesn't look a day over 40 in here.
Yeah,
but I'm telling
lying.
You what, he's got the BowFest going on July 27th through the 29th. In Superior, Wisconsin at Mont du Lac. Big names. Aaron Lewis is taking the stage on Saturday, July 28th. Babe Winkleman's going to be there. Pat Nicole from Driven. You know, Tom Catt, let's talk about your passion for the outdoors. I see you got a wild sheep hat on there. You yeah. like to do a little bit of hunting yourself, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. That's certainly my passion. Has been all my life. I travel around the world. Well, not so much around the world. Around the United States, Canada, and Alaska. And I hunt about everything you can hunt. My biggest passion, I think, is elk hunting.
They're good to eat.
Certainly, I have a partner who owns a huge farm. Hello to all the people up in the Thief River Falls area. He's got a big farm up there, and we've been going up there for 40 years. And we've tagged out some really, really, some bucks that have been on the covers of magazines. And unlike you, Boomer, I don't get out there fishing much.
Oh, boy.
My favorite time to fish. I was with Doug and Steve Woog yesterday,
Ooh.
And I wanted to say a shout-out to Doug especially.
How's Doug doing, by the way?
He's doing great. You know what? He's got a horrible debilitating disease,
Yep.
Alzheimer. But you know what? He's got a great sense of humor, and we had dinner together with I'm a godfather of one of his granddaughters.
Wow, cool.
And
are you a South St. Paul guy?
No, but they adopted me. All the gang in South St. Paul all adopted me.
If you talk to Doug or Steve or Dan, who they called Boomer. And their daughter Amy, yep. tell them that the other Boomer, the little kid from St. Paul, says hello because I used to go to...
They're listening.
I used to go to Wakota Arena all the time, and then Doug was nice enough to help me help out at Keewad Nippy a long time ago.
Sure.
So I got to... clean the trash, sweep the cabins, but in exchange, I got to go to Keewad Nippy, and I got to know the Woog family just a little bit. So please tell them that I wish them the best.
I talk to them every day.
Well, please tell them that the little Boomer from St. Paul is now growing up a little bit in the outdoors. I saw him at a sports show a long time ago, but please give him my best. Now, Tom, you talked about your passion for hunting, and you've been all over. Your favorite is elk. Do you have a quick little hunting story you can share on the Four Outdoorsmen?
Most successful or most... embarrassing.
Well, the most successful. Well, I guess one of you know, I've been so blessed, as you guys have been, you know, to be able to be spend so much time in the outdoors.
Yep.
One of my favorite elk stories, it's a quick one. If you're in elk country, you can relate. We had a bull hung up in a valley, and I was with a buddy, and you know, it's a bow hunt, and we were just going back and forth. It was just total stalemate, and my buddy decided to head the other direction, so he headed up the mountain kicking logs, using about five different cow calls. And so he went that way, and the elk come right out of that ravine, and I'm standing there, and I pulled back on him at 40 yards, and I had to get my bow back, and I was holding and holding. He's zigzagging right towards me, and I'm thinking he's going to walk right over me. And I shoot archery in 3 leagues, so I was real confident in taking him right down the front. And I was going to, and as soon as I decided to release, or was going to release, he put his head down and bugled right in my face. And I'm telling you, some of the snot, I think, hit my boots. And I was just like, I had the stabilizer on my bow. I had another stabilizer going. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's you're talking about brandy. I always keep a small bottle of brandy in my pocket, too.
So he finally turned. And he was only 9 yards from me. And
you got to be kidding me.
Dropped the hammer on him, dropped the string on him, and put a double lung on him. And he ran off, and I cow called, and he slammed on the brakes, turned around, came running right back on the other side. And I got another arrow knocked and put another one on the other side of him. And he went down the hill and crashed and burned. So that was one of my more memorable success stories.
You know, that's a wonderful story. Do you still get excited every time you draw back?
Oh, you can't believe
it. Do you really?
Oh, my goodness. You know, at my age, you know, I'm retired. It is the adrenaline. You know, I still get that same adrenaline rush when I call in a big, big fat gobbler.
Yeah.
And when you got a big 10-point buck walking down a trail, that was adrenaline rush. When they go away, then I'll be done.
I tell you what, you were talking about a gobbler, and you know, in the state of Minnesota, turkey hunting has just bloomed. It's probably one of our better success stories
Absolutely, for habitat.
And I started my passion for turkey hunting out of Missouri when I first started doing it, and it was so awesome because it's so interactive. And we've been going out on the South Dakota border for a last couple years, and most of the time we were pretty serious about the walleye fishing and did pretty well at our buddy Todd's resort up at Wing and Fin. But this year we buckled down a little bit more and really slanted into turkey hunting to get Mark his first bird. And we just about had it. Mark, remember that? It was right towards evening, and the gobbles were getting closer and closer.
And our blind shuddered, and I thought this was it. I'm like, 3 years of turkey hunting. I'm finally going to do it.
It was one of those, you know,
where they did not cooperate.
Plucking away, and you could tell they were headed up to roost, Tom, and all of a sudden they started gobbling, and it was like thunder. It was getting closer, closer. And I looked at Mark, and I go, this is how it plays out, buddy.
Yep.
It is going to happen. And Mark had his gun up. And Mark, I could hear the shuffling of, they had to be within 10 yards in the woods behind us.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't see us. I know that because the whole back was blocked off. So that wasn't it. But I guess next year, right?
Next year. We'll get back to it.
I'm sorry. What happened?
They went back to roost.
They went away.
And Mark
they got 10 yards close to you, and then they went the other way.
Yeah, and Mark had to coach a T-ball game. And praise to Mark, because if we would have hunted that morning, we had the roost figured out. We had the land acquired to hunt on them. But it just wasn't in the books. You made the right decision to coach T-ball, and we'll get him next year, buddy.
We'll get him next year.
Okay,
that's how
you're talking. You're talking about elk hunting. I've never elk hunted. Okay, in fact, I've only sort of turkey hunted once with Mark a couple of years ago. All we did was laugh like little kids. But we've had a couple of guests on. One of my favorite sayings, and it came from my buddy Billy Moles, was, "It's not the destination; it's the journey." And you probably, like the rest of us, want to share our passion and share the experience. I'd rather see my kids and grandkids succeed much more than I. We had a couple on, a guy and his daughter from Nebraska. I hope we have 2 minutes here. Sometime last year, the guy teaches college. 1 minute. I'm going to make it real quick. Teaches college down in Nebraska. I didn't know there were so many elk down there. And he recruits, and he teaches shooting down there as well, trap shooting. He recruits kids from Minnesota to go down to Concordia College in Nebraska. He's hunted elk his entire life. He's got two kids, like 17 and 19 years old, who hunt with him 4 or 5 years. His 13-year-old daughter, the first time she ever gets a chance to shoot and go with dad hunting, gets a state record.
Oh, my goodness.
The first time she ever took a shot, I forget what the number was, and she gets a state record with the old man, and the brothers there are all pissed off. Because, yeah, she drew the permits and all that kind of thing. What a thrill for a little kid. But where do you go from there?
You know, that is what it's all about, Stu. Yeah. Bringing the kids out, and I did that this year, guided some young kids turkey hunting, and that definitely is what it's all about.
Yeah. So we've probably got about 1 minute to break, right, Brandon? So with that being said, Tomcat, give us one more once-over on Bowfest. When it is, where they can learn more information about it.
You know, it's the end of this month, Boomer.
July 27th through the 29th.
That's right. And if you're an archer, you're not going to... I mean, if you like camping, you know, one of the successes of the WeFest, people always ask me about the WeFest. And I said, you know, the WeFest was definitely the world's largest country music festival. But as big a country music festival as it was equally as big a camping event. And campers are serious about their camping.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be a large, large camping event. And it's going to be a big archery event, and it's going to be a big music event. And if you like the outdoors, you like camping, you like country music, or if you like archery, this is for you. And
Bowfest.
It's the end of this. Bowfest. Look it up online, Bowfest at Mount Du Lac, Superior, Wisconsin. The last weekend in this, the last weekend of this month, July 27th. Through the 29th.
Visit them on their website at mdlresort.com.
Hey, if I get a chance to go up there just to observe, can I do that?
Absolutely.
All right.
I've got some passes here. Well, I'd like to see all of you guys.
Oh, I think it'd be kind of fun. You saw me looking at my schedule, and I thought, I can do that on Friday. I think it'd be kind of fun.
I'd be happy to bring all of you and any of you up on stage, introduce the show. And
what goes around comes around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tomcat, thanks. Stick around. You'll be the fourth outdoorsman of the rest of the show. What do we got coming up next?
We got Mark Schutz coming on, professional promoter and guide up on Mille Lacs, and he's going to talk about the $10,000 Derby, the Blackfish Gear Classic, coming next.
Now would be the time to check on the jerky. These smokers aren't going to tend themselves. You're listening to the Four Outdoorsmen on Bob Outdoors.
If you love walleye fishing, then you'll love Devil's Lake, North Dakota, where walleye season is open 365 days a year. Plus, you can keep 5 walleyes a day with a 2-day possession limit. What does that mean? You can bring home 10 walleyes to the freezer, baby, and there's no slot limit. Devil's Lake just doesn't have world-class walleye fishing. It's got awesome jumbo perch, northern pike, and white bass. For lodging and guide options, up-to-date fishing reports, visit devilslakend.com.
Hey, what fire? Lakes Trading Company is up and running at 708 South Lake Street in Forest Lake. Fire may have destroyed the building, but not the spirit and the drive of the Twin Cities' premier firearms destination. If you enjoy the outdoors and love firearms, give Lakes Trading Company a very serious look. I tell you what, they've got everything you could want, whether you're a rookie or a pro, and the staff is second to none. Lakes Trading Company, well, my friend, they're coming back stronger than ever. If you want more information, check out their website. Go to lakestradingco.com.
Hi, this is Tyler Barr from Juice Baits. Juice Baits is a Minnesota company based out of Brainerd. Juice Baits are tried, true, and tested by me and my brother Kyle, who are both high school fishing state champions. And we know a good bait, so we came up with Juice Baits. Buy the whole line of soft plastics infused with the juice and get ready for boatloads of fish this season. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and see the whole Juice Baits story on the web at juicebaits.com.
Total Country Bob FM.
Welcome back to the 4 Outdoorsman. Boomer wants to introduce somebody. Don't you, pal?
I want to introduce a friend, a pal, a colleague in the fishing world, whether it's open water or ice. Mark Schutz, professional promoter, guide, runs a lot of tournaments, probably up on Mille Lacs with the big high school tournament up there. Mark Schutz, welcome to the 4 Outdoorsman.
Hey, Boomer. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it so much.
So, Mark, we always ask this question with all the famous fishing men and women we have on the show. What is Mr. Mark doing right now?
Mr. Mark is at Izades Resort right now.
There you go.
And he's actually sitting in the parking lot trying to find a quiet place. Today's been a pretty busy day, and we've had the high school anglers up here today. We had 133 boats, and the high school guys went out there, and they caught a bunch of smallmouth, and they had a great time. Resort's been packed up here. Yesterday we had the Minnesota Wild up here fishing with the pros, and I know you were up here, Boomer. And I got to tell you something, Boomer, and you might like this, you might not. But, I actually think the high school kids caught more fish today than the Wild players yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, kudos to those high school players, because those kids are dedicated, and there is a lot of skill, and it's exciting to see, Mark, because high school fishing and the youth initiatives that are out there are gaining such momentum. So my hat's off to all those kids that did such a great job up there. And Mark, you had mentioned Izades, and it was my first time actually visiting Izades as much as I've frequented in Mille Lacs.
I've been up to my Izades 4 times, but I golfed all 4 times.
Well, I tell you what, it is a beautiful resort, from the lodging, from the food and the facilities, Mark, and hats off from all of us at the 4 Outdoorsmen, Bob Country, the Big Q, their sister station, which we're on tonight because of the links, and what a fabulous place. So, Mark, there's a $10,000 derby going on, isn't there?
There sure is, Boomer. We're having a big, huge tournament on Lake Minnetonka. It's going to be at Lord Fletcher's. It's Blackfish Gear. It's a clothing company, and we're promoting this as much as we can. It's 100% payback, $10,000 first place prize. And it's on a Monday, July 30th. It's going to be a neat event. I mean, you know, anytime you're at Lord Fletcher's, it's always a good time. The bass fishing on Minnetonka is incredible. Monday is a great time to be on Minnetonka. I mean, you know, the boat traffic will be down. There'll be a lot of people out there. It's Blackfish Gear, if you guys aren't familiar with it at all, they make some really nice clothing. I've been wearing their jackets, their all-weather jackets for, I don't know, every single morning since I've been guiding this year, to be honest with you.
Well, I tell you what, Mark, I know you're no stranger to the water, and Blackfish has been a great supporter and a friend of the 4 Outdoorsmen. Their UPF performance wear is second to none. I mean, when I had my dad out there fishing with Nicole. I was rocking blackfish, and so was my pops. And it just kept us from being sunburnt, kept us cool out on those hot temps that you can get when the sun's glaring down on you on the lake. Now, when I was at ICAST, Mark, I had an opportunity to catch a little conversation with Chad Grigsby, who is a Minnesota native guy, resides here now, just came off his big win on Sinclair in Michigan, where he cashed a cool $100,000. And he did a little promotional video because he'll be fishing in the Blackfish Classic. Mark, I know you've ran a lot of tournaments. We ran into each other at the Teen Challenge. You do an amazing job there. $10,000 payout. For our listeners out there, that's a big chunk for a local derby, isn't it?
Oh, that's a huge chunk. Boomer, I mean, on a Monday, what else would you rather be doing on a Monday? I mean, for real, are you going to be sitting in a cubicle somewhere, or would you rather be fishing for $10,000? I mean, you know, if guys haven't come out yet, I mean, you can sign up at blackfishgear.com. It's going to be an incredible event. We want to grow this event, you know, to be the premier event here in Minnesota. And, you know, I you know how it is, Boomer. $10,000 on a Monday doesn't come very often.
No, it does not.
Hey, Mark, Strewman here. We spoke earlier. Thanks for being on the 4-Outdoorsman. I'll tell you what, this sounds really, really exciting, but I have to ask you a personal question. Be honest with me. When on your birth certificate, they forgot to put the L in your last name, right? Mark's last name is S-C-H-U-T-Z.
My last name is S-C-H-U-T-Z.
Yeah, what happened to the L? I've never heard of that name before, but it's more power to you. I tell you, how many teams are you going to have in this tournament? I think it's $350 a team. Are they two-man teams, and how many teams are you going to have in there?
Well, you know, you have $350 entry fee, and then a lot of people say, well, how many teams are you going to have? How many teams are you going to have? How many teams are you going to have? This is guaranteed $10,000 first place prize. So is it better to have less teams or is it better to have more teams? And I'm estimating right now, this is our first year going into it, and we want to make this an annual deal, and we want to grow and grow and grow. But I'm estimating right now that we're going to be around 50 boats. And as you know, Boomer, and all you guys out there, that's a lot of money on a Monday. For 50
on any day, well, any day, Mark.
And I tell you what, it's really easy to sign up. You can go to blackfishgear.com to learn more, or there's a website just for this event, Tomcat. It's blackfishclassic.com, and that will get you to the tournament page with all of the info, how to sign up, get you in there so you can win $10,000. Mark, I want to shift gears here a little bit, and let's talk some fun here, and then we'll get back to the tournament. But so rumor has it you're now best friends with, like, Michael Irvin and Steve Mariucci, right?
Yeah, those guys are great guys. I had the opportunity to fish with those guys for the NFL pregame show for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Which was, you know, an incredible experience. Anytime you get a, you know, that's like a dream come true. I mean, for guys who promote and they try really hard to get their name out there, to be on the pregame show for the Super Bowl, that's incredible. And the guys from Clam were all there. They helped out a lot, Matt Johnson and Dan. I mean, they did an incredible job. And when the NFL comes out, it's not like just one camera. It's like they got five cameras here. They got a writer. They got a media person. They got another writer. They got somebody who ties people's boots. And, you know, it's incredible. It was an honor. It's very humbling to actually be in that spot. And to be honest with you, I don't, you know, to be on the pregame show for the Super Bowl, really? You guys picked, I don't know how I got there, but, you know, I'm very thankful that it happened, and it was a great experience. And, you know, got a lot of really nice feedback from the whole thing, and, you know, very thankful.
Hey, Mark, this is producer Mark here. I just want to know what you thought of Irvin's fashion sense, and is Clam going to come out with a full-on mink performance wear this year?
Yeah, blackfish, yeah.
You know, I actually think that they should come out with something like that, a fur coat or something. And, you know, both of us, I know we could go talk to the guys at Clam and say, hey, we really need something that, you know, when you're out on the ice, you're kind of pimping or something. You know, I don't even...
Hey, Mark, I'll tell you what, we're talking with Mark Schutz. He's with Blackfish, and they're having the Blackfish Bass Tournament on Minnetonka July 30th, I think. $10,000 first prize. All the money goes to charity. Let's talk a little bit about Mark. What's your background? How did you get involved in this?
Well, I own Full Throttle Fishing, which is we do fishing events, and I guide all the time on Lake Minnetonka, and I guide also on Mille Lacs Lake, and I work for Izades Resort. And with Izades has been an incredible partner that, you know, like this weekend, for instance, we had the high school bass clubs out here, and we had 133 boats fishing for scholarship money, and a lot of families were out here. We had the Minnesota Wild out here on Izades, and, you know, I think even Zach Parise caught a fish, which was pretty amazing. I know, Boomer, you had, like, Zucker out, I think, didn't you?
Yeah, it was pretty thrilling. You know, Zucker said he hadn't caught a smallie before this, so it was nice to kind of scratch the itch and get the nerves settled down a little bit once he reeled in his first smallie. But there was just a great crowd, and hats off again to Izades because they just did a nice job. It's a great venue. And you know what? Even away from that, there was a ton of kids, a beautiful pool, and Izades is definitely a recommendation for us. Hey, Mark, you know, talk about, you know, you're involved with Full Throttle. We had a little conversation on the deck there. Your daughter, Gracie, is an amazing outdoors woman. I know she's a great fisherwoman, too. But, you know, you got started. Talk about the story of Mark, because a lot of our listeners, when we go to sports shows or we talk to them, are like, how did you get a job where you work in the outdoors? And how does that happen? Talk about the career path you had to take and what are some, you know, tips or recommendations you can give to folks out there that are thinking about scratching that itch and really making a 2-foot plunge into the outdoor world.
Yep. You know, some of the recommendations I would say are, you know, to be very honest, Boomer, one of the greatest, like, compliments are one of the greatest things that can ever happen when you guide people or take them out or you have a fishing event is making people smile. And I always think of that because, you know, if you give to other people and you like refresh them and, you know, you do anything in your power and anything that you can do to help them. And then afterwards, just thank everybody you possibly can. I think things will go well. And I know that sounds kind of, what does he really mean by that? You know? And I think there's a lot of times where, you know, people are at fishing tournaments, they don't want to tell a secret, and they don't want to help anybody else or something like that. But I love helping people. Full Throttle Fishing was kind of established through a lot of different ways. In my mind, when I think of Full Throttle Fishing, if I could define Full Throttle Fishing, it would be big picture events and events that help other people, such as the Al-Inner Teen Challenge event, where we're trying to help people with drug and alcohol rehabilitation programs, such as the Cops and Kids event that we run where we pair police officers with at-risk youth and we take them fishing. We do the Walleye Dan Feed the Hungry event, you know, where we do all that stuff and we try to, you know, encourage people to, you know, charity events are huge with us. We've done a lot of corporate fishing events with, you know, taking out, you know, companies such as Best Buy, Ameriprise, Rock 10 Paper Company. And, you know, it's any time in the fishing world, as you know, Boomer, some of the best times are when you actually can teach somebody to catch a fish and they actually learn and they believe it and then they leave that event or whatever it is with a extremely good experience and, you know, they're caught. They love fishing and that's basically what it's all about, guiding people, taking them out, corporate fishing events and big picture events, charity, working with some great companies. And, you know, I think one of the biggest things, if anybody's, you know, like an up-and-coming angler or, you know, wants to be a pro fisherman, you know, there's a few things I can say. I always shake people's hands, give people credit where credit is due, say thank you, help people clean up, help people in any way you possibly can, and stick around and show up. You know, when people... You know, there's a lot of things that you could do that you him and hawk, because time's valuable these days, as we all know, Boomer. And, you know, the more times people can, you know, be out there helping people, I think that goes a long way these days. I really do.
Hey, Mark, so. I'll tell you what, the Strewman here again. I'm going to get myself a six-pack of beer and a lawn chair, and watch you and Boomer hold a conversation and see who outlasts each other. Well, I tell you, boy, you guys can talk. Hey, I'll tell you what, talking about giving back, Tom Catt, who's sitting to my right now, he's with Bowlfest. That's going to be up in Superior on July 27th. We were just talking about that. At our stage of our lives, and not careers and all that, it's more fun and more fulfilling to make other people smile, make other people feel good, help other people succeed. And you, obviously, that is one of your goals as well. So let's go back to the Blackfish tournament then. All the money that's going to be raised from Blackfish, no?
It gets paid out to the tournament anglers.
100% payback.
Yep.
100% payback to the tournament anglers. Blackfish gear, I'll be honest with you. They want to get the clothing out there. They make a quality product. I mean, they want to get it out there, and we want to, help people getting some good gear for fishing.
Can other people still sign up for the tournament? And how do they do that?
They go to blackfishgear.com, and they can sign up right there online, and it goes directly to blackfishgear.com and sign up, and 100% payback goes back to the angler. So, get on blackfishgear.com and sign up or check out their clothing.
You know, Mark, I got to ask you, with that much money on the line for a Monday and your knowledge of fishing, is it going to be hard not to participate in this tournament and be on stage?
You know what? I like you, Boomer. You got some, you are dialed in.
Yeah.
You are so right. Sometimes it's very hard to be the director of a tournament and watch somebody compete for $10,000. And, I wish everybody the best in the tournament, and I hope, somebody goes home smiling just like we talked about. $10,000 can, really do a lot of good things. So hats off to Blackfish gear.
Hey, thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. That's the Blackfish tournament at Minnetonka on July 30th. Thanks for being, I think it's July 30th, right?
Yes.
Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman. Before we head out of here, take care, sir. We're going to stay in touch with you. You support us. We will support you. Mark, talk a little bit about Bowlfest and the what
thanks,
they can do.
Mark.
Take care, buddy.
All right, everybody.
Thank you so much, guys.
You bet. Have a good day.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
Take care, buddy.
We'll have to get Mark on to actually talk about fishing one of these times.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
High energy,
passionate, and really, as my buddy Todd tells me, he stirs the pot every day out there in the water and does a lot giving back. So.
Man, that's what it's all about, isn't it, boys?
You bet.
Well, we're wrapping up here. We want to thank our guests, Tom Catt and Mike Schutz, and we have Bowlfest coming up. Check that out. We have the Blackfish Gear Tournament coming up. What else we got, boys?
No, just talk about how they can win the two tickets to the
Tickets. Yeah. I'm going to post tomorrow. If you like and share the post, you get two tickets to Bowlfest. They're for the whole weekend. They're camping. They're the whole deal. Sounds like a lot of fun. I just want to go just to hang out and listen to music and
Open weekend, I might have to pull the family up there. So
Aaron
we'll see
Lewis.
How it works out.
Aaron
Leave the
Lewis
family
is
going to
be playing there.
You're all certainly welcome.
Awesome. All right. So, Strew?
That's it. Thanks for listening to the 4 Outdoorsman. Tom Catt, thanks a lot. Mark Schutz. I think Boomer's got something to say, you guys.
Get outdoors.